107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, hey there, good morning. Cruising through a Wednesday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, cruising.
Halfway through the week, get you to the weekend. It's nice. We don't have anything crazy planned this weekend. I don't know about you. You got anything? Like I've been running nonstop, it feels like, since Thanksgiving, so it's kind of nice to just slow down for a weekend or two before the holidays.
I got a wedding.
This weekend. I got a wedding this weekend.
I'm working. I'll be working.
Going to be on the ones and twos there, yeah?
Yeah, you know.
DJ Diddles.
It'll be good. It's for a good buddy of mine, man.
No,
so it's going to be a good time.
Good. Nice. Well, good luck. And play the chicken dance. It's always a good, always a big hit.
I don't think we're going to do the chicken dance. That's why you don't DJ, bro.
Just the chicken dance on loop. Get out there and dance, damn it.
DJ sucks.
Gosh, it's the worst. He's played chicken dance like five times.
Ah.
He's the only one he knows. Anyway, well, folks, before we wrap things up with what we learned on the show, we got to do your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, give you something to chew on, talk about around the water cooler. What about this? This is kind of funny. John Adams, old Johnny Adams, you know him.
Old Johnny Adams.
He argued that people should say Your Highness or Your Majesty when they were talking to the President of the United States, but Thomas Jefferson said it was, quote, ridiculous. And Ben Franklin called it absolutely mad.
It's ridiculous.
I can see them all sitting around, you know, in their big powdered wigs, like, well, we have the President of the United States now.
Your Highness.
John, what do you, Mr. Adams, what do you think we should say? I think we should call him Your Highness or Your Majesty.
I think you're an idiot.
Thomas Jefferson stands up. That's the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard,
you know,
John.
So what is it? I mean, Mr. President?
I believe it's Mr. President, yeah. Yeah.
President. Yeah. I mean, that sounds more official. It really, I mean, I think that was a good call back then.
Well, and the whole reason we got away from the, you know, the crown and the Your Majesty, we were tired of that stuff. Well, that and the taxing and ridiculous stuff. But we're like, yeah, no, F that. Ain't calling
Your Highness sounds too like it's not too manly, in my opinion. You know.
Your Highness.
Yeah,
there's an army at the gates. Yeah. That
sounds
stupid.
Like you got buttery hands. Weak wrists.
You got like those pants that are really poofy up on the knees, and then you got the long socks.
Right.
You kind of look like a jester. I don't know. Yeah. You play a lute.
Mr. President is a lot.
Yeah, I like Mr. President. It sounds authoritative. Yeah. Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll never be called that. I asked my wife to call me at one time in the bedroom, but she said no.
She's like, nope.
Hey, call me Mr. President tonight. Just to
not
try.
Not even close.
Not even close. Not even close.
Instead, she just started calling you Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's huge, honey. Huge. It's probably the hugest one you've ever seen. Huge.
That's what you're thinking about. No.
Right there. Huge. But I just love that Tom. I just imagine those guys standing up big. John, shut the hell up, man.
Right, no.
This is
like looking around with that face, that squinty eye face. Like, what? No.
No. John, why don't you go sit?
Who invited this guy?
Why don't you go sit this one? John, you've done a lot of good things. I get it. We're our founding father. Why don't you get the hell out of this meeting for a little bit? You're bothering everybody. Ben Franklin's there smoking a pipe, got a glass of whiskey. You're an idiot, John.
Everybody starts yelling at John.
Oh, I'm sorry, guy. I'm just trying to. We're spitballing here. Now.
Sit down.
You sit the next couple rounds out. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Congratulations to